Today on the podcast, I'm sharing with you my new favorite recipe. It is a pitta pacifying energy ball with coconut and chia. Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I am an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about so we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence in our everyday. I truly thank you for being a part of this community. And if you do enjoy this podcast, I would really appreciate it if you subscribe, rate, and leave a review over on iTunes, and share with a friend so we can keep growing this beautiful community. It's been really amazing to see the listens and the downloads going on up, and I truly appreciate y'all being here. So today, let's talk about pitta, the six tastes, and then I'm going to share a really delicious, easy recipe that is perfect for this summer season. So pitta is one of the Ayurvedic doshas, which means it's one of the mind-body types that shows up in Ayurveda. For more information about the doshas, what they are, a general introduction, head on over to my website. It's called BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. There's a Discover Your Dosha quiz that'll give you insights into what your dosha is, as well as how to balance all three of the doshas. So that's a great place to start if you're interested in learning more. But suffice it to say, at this point in our life, meaning in the summertime, there is more pitta energy in the world, and pitta is this fiery energy that exists. It's the energy of transformation, the energy of metabolism, the energy of the sun. So the pitta is present especially in our stomach and our digestive system because we're transforming our food, as well as in our liver where we detoxify and move things. So in summertime, in pitta season, there tends to be a lot of excess heat, which can manifest as our faces turning red, which can manifest as skin issues, can manifest as a lack of patience or even anger. And we all could use a little bit of pitta pacifying. So I wanted to talk about how to pacify pitta with food, just a general small introduction, and then give you this recipe, which is a quick, easy energy ball recipe, vegan, gluten-free, tree nut free, you could make it nut free, super delightful. So the tastes and how to balance pitta with food. In Ayurveda, we have six main tastes. It's sweet, sour, salty, bitter, pungent, and astringent. And if we're trying to balance pitta, what we want to do is favor the flavors that are sweet, bitter, and astringent. So what that means is that if we eat something really sour or really salty, it's going to increase pitta, and that's not a good thing because we want less pitta during the summer because we already have lots of increased pitta. But if we eat things that are sweet or bitter or astringent, we're going to decrease pitta in our bodies, and that is a very, very good thing, especially during the summertime. So it's really interesting. I love that sweet is also something good for pitta. This makes sense because pittas can be kind of hard and sweet tends to soften us. The bitter, the astringency, it has a lightness, a quickness that allows us to decrease some of that heavy, strong, forceful pitta energy. So I have a recipe here today that is really lovely for decreasing our pitta energy. And there's a couple different ways that it goes about it. So I'm going to give you the ingredients that are in it, the amounts, and then I'll tell you why these ingredients are so good. Then we'll finish up with the instructions and we can all go on with our day. So in our gluten-free coconut chia energy balls, we have 1 cup of coconut flakes, 1/4 cup of chia seeds, 1/2 cup of peanut butter, 1/4 cup of maple syrup, 1/4 cup of vegan protein powder, which I'll talk more about in a second, 1 pinch of ground cinnamon, and optional to add a little bit of salt. That's going to depend on whether your peanut butter is salted or not. So why these ingredients? First off, coconut. Coconut is so important and so fabulous for pittas. Like, if I could give a gift to every pitta in the world, it would be a big ol' honking, you know, 15-pound jar of coconut oil, probably from Kirkland because it's really cheap, highly recommend, but a big old thing of coconut oil. So coconut is really great for pittas because it is cooling. but it is also sweet. So we really hit up two important pieces of balancing pitta. We cool it down with the coconut and we sweeten you up with the coconut as well. And you can tell this, like if you think about when you chew on coconut, even though it's not a very sugary thing, there's a sweetness to it. There's a softness to it. And this is exactly what our pittas need. I also have maple syrup in here. Maple syrup obviously is sweet, but it also isn't too heating. So honey and white sugar tend to heat up pitta. Maple syrup can still help cool down into something good for pittas. Also, regarding vegan protein powder, so I told you I would mention that. I like to go for a truly plain protein powder that is literally just whatever protein source it is, ground up and isolated. So no added stevia or even probiotics and all of the extra vitamins and things that they can add, which are not all bad. I find just going for a plain protein powder tends to work better with digestion as well as not having to deal with potentially not great ingredients. So when I make my vegan protein powder, I always do a combination of rice and pea protein. Couple reasons for this. It's relatively easy to get organic, cheap rice and pea protein, so that's very simple. When you combine rice and pea, you do end up with a complete protein, so you're getting all of the amino acids, the essential amino acids that you need, so that's a really nice thing. They also tend to balance each other out. I believe it's the pea is a little bit chalkier and a little more kind of earthy tasting, and so when you mix it with the rice protein, you end up with a more softer protein powder. I've also found that hemp protein, which would be my other favorite, I find that those tend to actually do not great things for my stomach and for many other people. I think it's because the hemp, the oils in the hemp, all those omegas can go bad really quickly. And if you're interested in learning more about how what happens with oils when they go rancid, check out a previous episode. I think it's about 5 or 6 episodes ago, all about your guide to healthy oils, and it talks all about oils going rancid in there. And so because of that, I stick away from hemp protein powders. And I've just really found that rice and pea, plain organic protein powders have been the easiest way to go and also the easiest on the stomach. Cinnamon, we include just a little bit of cinnamon because that is it is still good for pitta. It has a sweet flavor to it when it's in small amounts. Cinnamon is heating, so you don't want to go super cinnamon on things, but just a little bit goes a really long way. And the chia seeds, while they're not specifically for pitta, they are delightful, and we're adding some really good fats, protein, fiber. Super love it, and make a really fun, delightful, crunchy texture in these energy balls. So to make these energy balls, all you've got to do is I'll start by blending up my coconut flakes. I get the big coconut flakes, so they're like the big shavings, not the little minced up coconut. I've just found it's higher quality and tastes really nice, and so I prefer to buy it in that way. Also, because we have that larger surface area, again, we're protecting more of the fats that are in that coconut flake. So I grind up my coconut flakes, and then I will stir in with all the rest of the ingredients in a bowl. I will create a thick dough, and then I'll start to just mold them into little teaspoon-sized balls. And if the dough is too soft or wet, I'll add a little more protein powder. Do remember that these are going to harden because we're going to put them in the fridge, and that'll help them harden up. But if they're feeling really soft or really liquidy, please do just add a little extra protein powder. And it's going to be different for everyone based on your coconut flakes, based on your peanut butter. So you might have to play a little bit with the exact amounts that you use. But you just create those balls, throw it in the fridge. You can eat them straight from the fridge or keep them out for a day. And they last about 2 weeks or so in the fridge, though I'm sure you're going to finish them faster. These are super refreshing. A lot of energy balls get pretty heavy, especially because of the inclusion of dates, I find, which I'm learning to love, but I'm not all the way there yet. So I really love that these ones don't include any dates. There is a small amount of sweetener from the maple syrup. Again, you could always play with even decreasing this amount, but it's just enough to keep everything together and taste really delicious without being overly heavy, which is also a really important thing for summertime because we don't want super heavy food in our bellies. It doesn't feel all that good with all the heat. So I have found these to be just a really lovely alternative to some of the other pitta pacifying balls I've made. And because of this high amount of coconut flakes and maple and a little bit of cinnamon, it's just, they're simple, they're lovely, and they really work to help balance your body and mind through your summer months. Now, I know it's really hard to listen and write down recipes, so please head on over to BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. You will find the recipe all written out there so you can follow along, make it at home, and delight every single one of your friends because they'll feel so good after they have these. I would, of course, love to see the photos and any other reviews of this recipe that you have. Feel free to tag me over at BeHappyHealthyHuman or reach out with your comments at BeHappyHealthyHuman over on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening, my friends. I hope you stay cool on this beautiful summer day. Well, actually, in DC right now, it is raining terribly, so it's not a beautiful summer day, but I hope you do stay cool on your beautiful summer day if you're having it. And I am sending you very much lots of light and love, and that light in me humbly bows to the same light in each one of you. Namaste, friends.